Today I stand here speaking, and I would have to say today is probably the angriest I've ever been while addressing the public and the media. And I share the anger of our young kids. When we look at this Congress, we can do nothing but conclude that they are co-conspirators in the devaluation of the lives of men and women of color, and that the systematic devaluation from mass incarceration to the lack of investment in communities show that we have little faith or concern about their futures.